This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians are now struggling to deal with the evacuation from Gaza and targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offense.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
This all comes a week after the brutal attacks on Israel by Hamas militants. Israel's military says it's preparing for a coordinated offensive in Gaza using air, ground, and naval forces. Speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. President also lamented Palestinian deaths, saying many innocent Palestinian families are being used as human shields. This is VOA News. A new poll by the Associated Press Norick Center for Public Affairs Research shows the Hunter Biden investigation leads to ethical concerns about President Biden. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with more.
As President Biden seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, the poll shows 35% of U.S. adults think the president has done something illegal. The survey shows a third of respondents think Biden acted unethically but not illegally, and 30% say the president has done nothing wrong. The results reflect a political divide in the U.S. and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. About two-thirds of Republicans say they think Biden is guilty of crimes pertaining to his son, but only 8% of Democrats and 38% of independents agree. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the obesity problem in the United States is growing.
The CDC reports the latest data indicates that last year, in 22 U.S. states, 35% or more of the adult population was considered obese, defined as having a body mass index of 40% or more of body fat. That's up from 19 states the year before. And the CDC noted 10 years ago, no U.S. state had an obesity rate of more than 35%. The CDC reports every U.S. state currently has an obesity rate of at least 20%. The agency said additional support for obesity prevention and treatment should be made an urgent priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A senior Congolese official says that a boat capsized in Congo's northwest, killing at least 27 people. More than 70 others are still missing as rescuers search frantically for survivors. The locally made boat capsized late Friday in the town. And the province says it transported more than 100 passengers along the Congo River to the town of Bulumba. That's according to the deputy provincial governor, who said 27 bodies had been recovered altogether. The New Civil Society of Congo said 49 people died in the accident, which is said to have occurred when an engine failure occurred. The contradictory death tolls could not be reconciled. Recapping one of our top stories, Palestinians are struggling to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas' bloody attack into Israel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.